Ma tu lo sai chi è Elena Ferrante? Era l'unica domanda che mi viene fatta. Allora a quel punto io ho detto, ma signori.
Claudio Gatti is looking like he's had better days. The 61-year-old Italian investigative reporter has come to meet journalists in Rome to defend himself against accusations of invasion of privacy and sexism. That's after he revealed the true identity of best-selling Italian writer Elena Ferrante.
In Italy, many people suspected that Anita Raia was Elena Ferrante. In fact, there was a blogger that said in Rome, even the stones know that. I just found the definitive final evidence, which is the money. When you are a successful author, you get paid a significant amount of money. I found the money, and therefore the money led to Anita Raia.
Ferrante, as readers now know, is the nom de plume of publicity-shy Rome translator Anita Raia. Four of her most popular novels chronicle the fierce friendship between two women from Naples. Ferrante, through her publisher and the odd email interview, defended her right to anonymity. She said it gave her the space she needed to create and freed her of what she called the self-promotion obsessively imposed by the media. But Gatti said that claim to privacy ended when she and her publisher made a move to help satisfy what her publisher called readers' healthy curiosity about the author.
And that led to the publication of a book that's coming out on November 1st in the U.S., which is presented as a writer's journey and is presented as an autobiographical document, essay, that explains who Elena Ferrante is, provide small bits of information, not the whole, nothing about the name, just little details about her mother, her sisters. None of that turned out to be true.
In a book called Frantumaglia, A Writer's Journey, Ferrante claims she was raised in Naples, had three sisters, and provided other details Gatti said didn't fit with the person he and others suspected was the real Ferrante. That was what prompted him, he says, to put the skills he's honed going after the mafia to finding out who Ferrante was.
Ironic is that people accuse me of using investigative journalist technique, hard, aggressive techniques on a subject that doesn't deserve them because she's a writer, a good person. Personally, I don't choose my subject. I never chose, a politician or a particular bank or a multinational corporation. I have a fact, a lie, a mystery that triggers my investigation. And this was no different.
Her curious but protective readers didn't take well to Gatti outing her, nor did fellow writers. Many, like novelist Jeanette Winterson in The Guardian, accused him of misogyny, comparing the outing to sexual violation. Well, some newspapers and magazines in North America and Europe have been covering the controversy. Here in Rome, many people haven't even heard about it. In fact, many people haven't even heard of Ferrante. Here at the Anglo-American bookstore in Rome, Ferrante is their best-selling contemporary Italian author.
In Italia, secondo me, ancora la conoscono molto poco.
Yet bookseller Marcello Massattani says it wasn't until 2 years ago or so that the books began to really take off in Italy. That's several years after the translation in English hit the bestsellers lists.
Allora, adesso c'ha l'escalation del successo proprio alla grande.
They're quite popular.
Co-worker Alessia says she's pleased Ferrante's books have sold so well. She says she hasn't had any reactions from customers upset that Ferrante's real identity was unmasked. In fact, she herself still isn't clear who Ferrante is, and she's fine keeping it that way.
I think it's not a good idea. She is entitled to her privacy, and it makes it all more interesting. So I'd rather not know, I don't need to know. I think she or he is better if she expresses herself through her books rather than seeing him. Makes no sense to me, it's just gossip.
But Cristina, an Italian fan of the books, who calls Ferrante's writing magical and seamless, says she's delighted to know the real Ferrante is someone with a long history of translating and writing. Skills, she says, that she sees in the quality of her writing.
Oh, I'm happy. For me, it's an extraordinary author.
And she says, knowing who the real Elena Ferrante is doesn't change that. Megan Williams, DW Radio, Rome.